We're up to Lavas Chesam and Beis, top. Tanya, she knows sing, Hugris Ben Levi, said Hugris Ben Levi knew how to sing very well. Tanya, she knows sing Kolo Ben Ima, when he used to try to raise his voice in song, Machnis Godlo Latolpi, he put his thumb in his mouth, Umeiniach Etzbo Ben Hanimin, and he put his finger under his nose, on his mustache, till the other Kohanim used to, put their heads up backwards. So somehow he did this in order to reach a high note, I guess. Rashi says the following: Lebein hanimin, bein chalikas nimas hasofa neged mechitzas hachotem. Put his finger like this on between his nose and his mustache, and his thumb and his mouth. I don't know exactly what that did, but in any case, somehow he's able to reach a high note like that. And they were niskarim bevas rosh nitoy machros hakol. They like were shocked from the high note that he reached. Others say that they moved their head back so they could also yell. They could also get their voices up high. So when you want to put out a high voice, put your head backwards. And others say that they like turned around the busha. They were embarrassed that he could sing so nicely and they didn't sound so well. Okay. Tan Rabbani. Ben Kamtzer l'ratzel lamed al maisak sav. Ben Kamtzer didn't want to teach what he knew how to write. Amru alav shenot l'dalet kumosim ben esposav. He took four pens between his fingers. The imhoisa teva shel dalet osio so kosav asachas. There was a word that you had four osios. He could write it all at once. And they said he was able to write Shem Hashem like that. So you see from here, they say that the idea of tefillin mezuzahs has to be written in order. So that means the first letter has to come before the second letter, whatever. What if they all come at the same time? So it doesn't come after the letter, but it doesn't become before the other letter. So mashma here, that's okay. Doesn't dafka have to be kesidron before and after, just not the later one comes before the earlier one. Amru lo maro isa shelo lamed. Right, so they asked him, why don't you want to teach other people how to do this? Kulan motzu tshuva l'divreim ben kamtzer lo motzu tshuva l'dvorim. Everybody found an excuse. He didn't find any excuse. The other one said, we're afraid if we'll teach it, people use it for Avodah Zarah. Here he had no excuse why he couldn't teach this chochma to other people. Alav Yishon im Nemr Zecher Tzadik Livracha, V'al Ben Kamtzer V'chaveir of Nemr V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Originally, they said V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov on all of them who didn't want to teach. Since they had Teretz, so they took that away from them and they said, what's it called, Zecher Tzadik Livracha on them too. But Ben Kamtzer, who had no Teretz, on him it remained V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. We explained that he was a Rasha Mamish. But in this thing, he was a Rasha. For this thing of not teaching other people the Chachma that he had, is a Rasha. A person is given a Chachma, he's supposed to teach it to other people. It says in Pirkei Avos, in Lamadat the Torah Harbi, Al Tavzik Tova Le'atzmacha, don't hold the good for yourself, because you were created to share it with other people.
But the other things have to do with service and
Yeah, but here also is mashma that it was a hither in writing, being able to write quickly, sifrei stam or whatever. So it was a mile. I don't know. No, it's mashma that because Shem Hashem also has to be written in order. And even though here it's not mashma 100% Shem Hashem, but it's mashma in other places that's what he did. The arba shem shel arba osios. Okay. My v'shem Rishoyim Yirkov. What does that mean? That the name of Rishoyim should rot? Om Rav Elazar Rakivus Tala Bishmo. Some de lo maskina bishmayu. Their name should be should get rusty because nobody uses them. You don't name people after Rishoyim. So Tosus brings down over here the few different places that we find in Shas or in Tanakh that people did name. Right? We have Admon Ben Avishalom. In the Ksubos. So he says, over there, your Goris Avi Shalom, not Avshalom. Absalom was a Rasha. They made him call people on his name. Shevna or Shechna, Tosfos says. They asked, Tosfos Yishonim asked, how about Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael? So some say Yishmael did tshuva, so he's not a Rasha. Others say that a name that the Rabbanu Shalom gave, there you could call that name too, even though it's the name of a Rasha, but since the Rabbanu Shalom gave the name. Other things, if there was another person, but Tosfos also Masha, another person who had the same name, and he wasn't a Rasha. And even though a Rasha had that name, you can name for the other person. Okay. The Medrash Taka says on this, do you ever see anybody who called this kid Nimrod or Paro? Maisa today in Israel, Nimrod is a very common name. Okay. Masiv Ravina. Ravina asked, Maisa b'doeg ben Yosef, shinichu ovid ben katan le'imo. Right? The Doeg ben Yosef, his father died when he was young. Bechol yom ha'iseimah modedato b'tfachim. So he was very dear to his mother. Right? He was an only child, and the father was, she was a widow. And she used to measure him as he grew, day by day. The nosenes mishkolo shalzov the Beis HaMikdash. And the extra amount she would give his worth in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. U'kishagavar oyev. And this was in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash when there was a terrible famine. And when the famine got terrible, tabachto v'achalto, she shechted him and ate him out of hunger. The oleha konin Yirmiya im tochal nonoshim pirium olelei. That this is a Yirmiya wrote in Eicha as a chayach that women, the children that they doted on, they ended up eating. Meshiva ruach hakodesh v'omerisim yorig b'mikdash Hashem koin denavi. Right, l'maisa, they were being punished for killing Zechariah, the first Beis HaMikdash. They were punished for killing Zechariah, who was a Kohen and a Navi, on Yom Kippur and Shabbos. It was Yom Kippur, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash. They were over on seven Averis that day. He was a Kohen, a Navi, Shabbos, Yom Kippur. They were over the Avodah Zorah. They killed him because he gave them Musar on the Avodah Zorah they were serving. They were Metavi the Mikdash, and they were Vatal Atamid. So because of that Avera, all these terrible things happen because of their achzorias. So the Gemara says, you see, they called him Doeg. The kid's name was Doeg. So you see, you couldn't name for a Rasha. The Gemara says, Chazi my soul is back. What happened to him? So the Vaisa wasn't such a good thing. It wasn't a great thing that they called him Doeg. Obviously, that also was goring for what happened to him in the end. Rashi. Lomas rakvivus rodilia chaluda rust. Their names become rusty because they don't use them. Kichli barzel shemishtab shimbo. You don't use it; it gets rusty. The same thing. You don't use their names. Lomaski b'shmayu lo yikri adam livno shem adam rasha. People don't use the names of rishayim to call their children. Modedosu b'tfachim leida kamenosif bo miyom liyom. She used to measure him day by day. The nosenes hamishkol omid hatosefes. And how much the extra would weigh, that she gave that weight in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen v'novi, Zechariah ben Yoyada, a Kohen, Alma maskina b'shmai. You see, you can use the name of Rishoyim. The ha-doeg ha-dobi rosha haya. V'zeh kar latinik b'shmai. He called his kid Doeg. Chazi ma nisolik be rei ma also be shen ishchat. Nice, look what happened to him. So it's not a good simon that he was named for a Rasha. Okay. Chazi my Amar Rabbi Lazar, tzadik me'atzmo, v'rosha me'chaveiro. Rashi, tzadik me'atzmo, al yedei ma'isom nisko l'tova. A tzadik, you remember l'tova for his own ma'isom. And rosha, af al yedei chaveiro nisko l'rosha. A rosha is remembered even from the deeds of other people. He's remembered as a rosha. Some say what it means is, a tzadik is remembered even not compared to other tzadikim. Tzadik himself. A Rasha is even remembered as being a Rasha more than other people. How he's comparative Rasha also is remembered l'ra. And a Tzaddik is remembered l'abdafka comparison for other people, how he is himself. D'chsiv zecher Tzaddik l'vracha, right? V'shem Rishoyim yirkav, right? That's why zecher Tzaddik is alone. You look at him alone, Tzaddik, one singular. The Rasha mechaver, d'chsiv v'shem Rishoyim yirkav. You look at the Rishoyim as a group. Omer le Ravina lahum rabbanan. To have the mishader agadita kame. So Ravina said to this Talmud Chacham who was being mishader agados in front of him. Benoha milsa de Omer rabbanan zecher tzadik levracha. Where the rabbanan learned this idea out that zecher tzadik levracha. Omer le the haksim zecher tzadik levracha. Right, it says zecher tzadik levracha. Where did they learn it from? They learned from Shlomo Miller. I know, I meant to say, where is there a hint in the Torah to this concept? T'chsiv Hashem Omer ha-mechas ani mi-Avrom asher ani yoseh u'chsiv Avrom ho yu yeh le-goy godl v'yotsu. Right, once he mentioned Avrom, he gave him a bracha. V'Avrom ho yu yeh le, right, mentioned Avrom Avinu, he gave him a bracha. Where it says, ha-menoha milsa domer avon ha-shem r'shoi mirkov, ha-melei do'chsiv ha-shem r'shoi mirkov. Right, so Achron Ameas, I said, didn't he get the point for the first time? Right, that the question wasn't where's the pasuk v'shem rishoyim yirka, but where's the Torah? Midoraisa minola. No, where's there a hint in the Torah? The siva yel ad Sodom. Right, it says that Lot went to Sodom, and it mentions Sodom right after it says va'anshe Sodom roim v'chatoim l'ashem ma'od. Mention the people shem rishoyim yirka. It says bad things about them. Om Rabbi Lazar, tzadik dor ben shnei rishoyim v'lomadin maseihem. A tzaddik lived amongst two rishoyim and didn't learn from them. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim v'loli maseihem. And Rasha lived by two tzaddikim and didn't learn from them either. Tzaddik dar ben shnei rishoyim v'loli maseihem Ovadia. Ovadia lived amongst Izevel and Achav, and he remained a tzaddik. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim v'loli maseihem ze Esav. Esav lived by Yitzchak and Yaakov, and he didn't learn from either of them either. Or let's see, or Yitzchak and Avram, at least for 15 years. Omer Belozer, let's see Rashi till here. Tzadik mi'atzma, yidei ma'isam niskel atova. Tzadik is remembered for his own ma'isam. Rosh afi yidei chaveru niskel ra. Shem rishoyim v'lo ksiv shem rasha. Even if you're mentioning other rishoyim in the group, so you mentioned this rosh of the ra also. Ha'machas ani mi'avram, v'kivin shehizkir shmo barcho. Since he mentioned him, he gave him a bracha. The Samech Lev Avram Hayu Yiyah. Ovadya Hayador Ben Achav the Izevel. Esav lived by Avram and Yitzchak, or Yitzchak and Yaakov, and didn't learn from them. This concept of Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, he said, if you have a mask of the Tzadik, you have to give him a bracha. Learn from that that you can't be a sideline person. If you hold of something, the guy's a Tzadik, give him a bracha. Do something. Right? You know, the guy's a Rasha, give him a klala. Don't just like the idea of being of a tzaddik or like or dislike the idea of a rasha. You have to get involved. You have to do something about it. Omer of Elazar, mi birchosin shel tzaddik et atalobit klal l'rishoyim. From the brach of a tzaddik, you can learn the opposite what the klal of a rasha is. Mi kilosin shel rishoyim atalobit brach of a tzaddik. How? Mi birchosin shel tzaddik et atalobit klal l'rishoyim d'chsiv ki yedativ l'mana shiyetzadik. Right, it says that, why was Avram? Avram's going to be a great people. Why did I choose him? Because I know he's going to command his children afterwards to do tzedako mishpat. Uksib asrei, vayomer Hashem, zaka sedom v'amora ki rabo. Right? Why? Because they didn't do tzedako mishpat. Avram Avinu did tzedako mishpat and taught his children to do it, and the people of Sodom were destroyed because they didn't do tzedako mishpat. Umikil losim shor rishoyim atalomit bracha letzadikim. The opposite, from the klala of Rishoyim, you can see the bracha of tzaddikim. Dechsiva anshei tzdom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem. V'Hashem omer Avram acharei porid lot mi'imo. Right, that the people of Sodom were roim v'chatoim, but Avram Avinu wasn't like that, and therefore the Rebbe spoke to him. Omer Belozer, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad olam nivra. The world was created even for one tzaddik. Right, it would have been kedai to create the world if there had been only one tzaddik. Shenemar v'yar lokim es ha'or, or refers to the world, because the Marsha says the world was created l'man olam haba, which is the or ha'gonus. So the or represents the whole world, and the purpose of the world. Ki tov, the ein tov el tzadik. If there be one tov, and a tov is a tzadik, shenemar imru tzadik ki tov. Rashi. Ha'bechas ani mi'avram, v'kivit shehizkir shmo borcho, t'samech lev avram ho'yu yiyah. Of Avadya Hayador Ben Achav and Zevel, mi bichosin shi tzadikim, v'makum shi ha-kadoshbar, v'vorech shi tzadikim, shah bekalis ha-rishoyim. V'yaris ha-or, roa b'dayto l'iskayim ha-or shal olam, b'shvil ha-tzadik shuto. The or, which is the world, the right of the world, which is the or of Olam Haba was kedai to create even for one tov. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol HaMashkich Dover B'Talmud El Gorim Galus L'Bonim. Person who forgets something from his learning causes his children to go into Galus. And then Yoyada says that a person's learning is like his children too. That's his toldos, is also his learning. So if he forgets it, he puts it into Galus. So Mida Keneged Mida, his real children go into Galus. Shenemer V'Tishkach Torah Selokecho Eshkach Bodecho Gab Odi. So they ask in Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol HaShosheach Dover Mishnoso is Mala Lakosu Kilo Mishchai V'Nafsho. There it just says you go into Galus. So they make a chiluk between Talmudo and Mishnoso. Mishnoso is something you're mekabel from your Rebbe. If you forget it, you're breaking up the Mesorah. There you're roy to die. But Talmudo is the Chidushim you made. So if you forget that, it's not enough to be considered like you should die, just enough to be Gorim Galus. Rashi. Omar Rabavo Omar, but read it also the Gdulasa. Person forgets his learning, you take him down from his Gedula. Shenemar Mashkach over here means that you did it on purpose, not that you forgot it because you got old or sick or whatever. You didn't review it. You were Misrasha, and therefore you forgot it. Shenemar Ki Ata Hadas Mo'asto Ve'moscha Michayin Li. You're Mo'es Das because you forgot it. In other words, it wasn't something precious to you that you reviewed and remembered, so I, what's it called, don't want you to serve me. So he took him down, take him down from his gedula. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Tzadik Nifter Min Ha'olam Ad Shenivra Tzadik Kamoso. Tzadik doesn't die until there's somebody to take his place. And the Svaseva says, doesn't mean every Tzadik. It means that the Godel Hador doesn't die until there's somebody who's going to take his place, another Godel Hador. Shenemar, Vezorach HaShemesh Ubo HaShemesh. You see, you're talking about the leaders of the generation. Om Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rav Yochanan. Roh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetzadikim Mu'atim. The Rebbe Shem saw that tzadikim, there's going to be few tzadikim in the history of the world. Omad V'shoslan B'chol Dor V'dor. And therefore, he planted them in every generation. And even though every people have Bechira, it means that he put people who are predisposed more to be tzaddikim, right, if they choose to be. But Lamaisa, the chances are that they'll choose are greater. Shenemer ki Lashem Mitzuke Eres Vayoshes Aleihem Tevel. Rashi, Vayoshes Aleihem Tevel, Pizrod Mechol Adoros, Leo Shitzus V'Kiyum. They became the foundation of the Kiyum V'Yesod V'Kayim Tevel. That the world should be established on them. The Chidah says, from the Shosla means you plant something and then you replant it. That's Shesila. Otherwise, it's Netiyah. She says it means that the Rebbe Shalom brings the Tzaddikim back. It's like reincarnation. The Tzaddik is in this door, and then he brings him back, right, and he makes him a Gilgul for another door, too. Omer Reb Chiya, Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan, Afilu Bishvil Tzaddik Echad Olam Miskayim. The world is Miskayim even for one side. Before we said the world was created for one side. It's like the Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos. Our Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim and our Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Right? Omeid means that it was created for that to begin with. Kayim means that now that keeps the world going. So first we said that the world, it was Kedai to create the whole world for one side. And now the whole world continues to exist even for one side. Shenemer v'tzadik yisod olam. Right? Not only is the word Miskayim Tzadik Yisod Olam, but the Rebbe Shalom protects him also from bad. Not only is the world the good exist on the Tzadik, but even the bad goes away because of the Tzadik. Rashi. Ragli Chasidah, Bishvil Chasidah, Kemo Vayvorech Hashem Oschol Ragli. Ragli Chasidah means Bishvil Chasidah. Okay. Zemara says, Chasidah Tuva Mashma. Where do you see from this pasuk that even for one chasid, Chasidah is plural? How do you know that the whole world exists even from one tzaddik? Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Chasidah Ksiv. It's written chasid, as if it would say Chasidah, the singular. Omer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan, Kimin Shiyotzu Rov Shnosav Shalom, and Velo Chota, Shuvonu Chote. Once a person lived out most of his life, and he wasn't chote, he's not going to be chote. It doesn't mean he doesn't want to. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and in the end, he, what's it called, became an apikoros. If you want to, the kavana, you'll do. But once you live most of your life and you weren't chote, it's not going to come unless you adopt one. You're getting into the habit. In other words, you're programmed already for good. Shenema ragli chasidav yishmur. And the Gemara in Moed Katan says, what's Rov Shnosav? So you would think it's like 36, because that's half of 70 years of a regular lifespan. But the Gemara over there says it's 52. Why 52? So the Marsha explains that the regular lifespan of a person is 70. The first 20 don't count, because you're not the Chayiv Din Shemayim until you're 20. So you're left with 50 years after that. And a rove is not a majority, but it means a two-thirds majority. So if you split the 50 into three parts, you get 16 and a fraction. So after 32 years, in your 33rd year, you're already majority, two-thirds majority. Add that to the 20, you get 52, after 52. He says that's the same thing why Lag BaOmer is important. Because the 49 days of Sfira follow 20 days from the Brias HaOlam of Nisan. The world was created on the 25th of Adar, and the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan, which is 20 days later. So those 20 days don't count. You start counting, right, from the day after Pesach. Then you have 49 days, so the 50th. If you take two-thirds majority of that, that's the 33rd day of the Omer, that's when the two-thirds majority is, that's a special day. Devei Rav Shilo Amrei, Kivin Shebo Liyodol Dvar Aveira Pam Rishon Levishniya Veno Chote. The person resisted the same Aveira twice. Shuv Veno Chote. Just like the opposite. Kivin Sheovra Adam Aveira Vishonabo. If you get into the habit of doing an Aveira, it becomes Keheter. If you get out of the habit of doing an Aveira, you condition yourself not to do the Aveira, it becomes what's it called, the conditioned and Reg Rogil. Shenema Ragle Chasidov Yishmor. Here Ragle, they say, is a hint to Hisragel, to be a condition, to be used to not doing an Aveira. Rashi. Shuv Eino Chote, Shenema, Ragle Chasid of Yishmor, Sofei Chasid of Yishmor. Ragle means the end, right? In the end, you're good most of your life. In the end, the Rabbanu Shalom will protect you. But others say Ragle means from Lashon Hergel. If you got used to doing good, it'll work out, it'll come out good in the end too. Pam Rishon Lushniya, Ragle Chasidov, Mishihinik Bechesed, Shnei Regolim. Ragle Chasidov means two times. Regol can also mean a time, Shalosh Regolim, right? Kamozesh Shalosh Regolim, right? That he hit me, the awesome, three times. Pa'amin, Yishmerosu Menachet. Okay. Omer Eish Lakish, Maidich Sidi, Bleitzim Hu Yolitz, Novim Yitein Chayn. If a person, for a latch, the Rabbanu Shem is Yolitz, and a Novim Yitein Chayn, Bola Tamei Poshima. A person comes from the Tamei himself, so we give him the Rishos, he is Bechira. We don't stop him from being the Tamei himself. Bola Tayer Messiah also. But if the person comes from the Tayer, not only do we let him, the Rabbanu Shem gives us Siyata Nishmai, he helps him. Because there, here it says Yitein Chayn. There it just says Yolitz. Person was selling either neft or afarsimon. Neft smells terribly, and afarsimon smells good. So, ba limdod neft, omer lo midod, atoliatzmecha. When the person wants to measure the neft, so you tell him, do it by yourself. I'm not interested in measuring it with you because it stinks. So, by a rasha, the Rabbanu Shem leaves him alone. Doesn't help him, he leaves him. Lets him do what he wants. But you do it yourself. But if you want to measure perfume, I'll do it with you, because it's nice to smell the nice smell. So not only will I leave you do it, I'll help you do it. Avera stops up, it stops up the heart of a person. Makes you not be able to think properly or whatever. Shenemar velositamu bohem v'nitmeisim bohem. Specifically talking about shrotzim and macholos asuros. Eating things that are osur are metamtim esalei. Al tikrei v'nitmeishem ela v'nitamtam. Right, you get fashtuffed, you get stuffed up from it. Tana rabbanan al tatamu behem v'nitmeishem bom. Ata metame atzom ba'at, metame moso harbe. If you're metame yourself a little bit, metame you a lot. Milmata metame noso milmala. You're metame yourself down here, you're metame you, your neshama up there. Ba'olam hazeh metame noso lava. You're metame yourself in this world, and metame you la'olam haba. Now this lechor is a stira to what we said before. Before we said if a person is habol etame, is poschim lo, but not they're metameim even more. It's only if you want to do good that they help you. But if you do bad, they don't help you, they just leave you. So here it says, Masha, they metame you more. So look at Rashi. Bo halokeach lindo, we skipped up here? Yeah. Kivin shebo adam letame, lios rasha, poschim lo. Pesach hatuma likonishmo. Mispeakim beyond, they ain't moaning me, men, when they're Shemaim lach. We don't stop them. Give them the precious to do it. We don't help them either. Im leleitzim hu yolitz. Im leleitzim hu bole his chaber hu yolitz. Lo yimadnu velo yazru. Well, don't hurt them, but we don't stop them, but we don't help them. Im la novim hu bole his chaber. If you want to be part of join tzaddikim, yitain lo chay. Misha beyond the leitain. The Rebbe gives you chay. He helps you. Give us the siyata Shemaim. Bo halokeach limdo neft. You measure it yourself. I don't want to get involved. It stuffs the person up and he can't think properly. So Rashi says, it doesn't mean that we're metame you more, because that's a steer to what we said before. It means they leave you, that you can now be metame yourself more. Right, but not that we help you out to become more tame. The Vilna Gaon says differently. He says, if you just ball a tame, you didn't start yet, but you're interested, we let you. But once you started, mitame esatzmo, then not only do we let you, then we're tame even more. V'hachi komer kra, al titamu bahen, v'im titamu sofen it mesem. If you're mitame, in the end, you're going to be fashed up. Tother rabbanim viskadishtem v'yisam kedoshim. Just the opposite. On the mekadish atzmo ba'at, you're mekadish yourself a little bit, so mitzvah goreris mitzvah. Mekadshin also harbe. We're going to get more kedusha. You're going to lead to more kedusha. Milamata, you're mekadish yourself here, down here, mekadshin also mamala. You're mekadish the neshama keneged, the olam also elyonim, where your neshama is, that's a person that lives on many levels. Here, all the way up, all the neshamas, all of his neshama is in higher worlds too. So it affects those higher worlds also, like the Nefesh HaChaim says. Ba'olam hazeh, you're mekadish yourself in this world, mekadshin also l'olam haba, and they're mekadish you also in olam haba. It has eternal effect. Rashi v'skadishte ba'at v'yisem kedoshim harbe. Habol l'tayr m'sayin also. Hadr lechomer lemavamunda, hadr lechomer avunda, hadr lechomer lemavamunda.